In this bulletin, Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi detained in an early morning raid. More than 2 million Western Australians spend their first of 5 nights in lockdown. And in the AFL, an independent review finds the Collingwood Football Club has a culture of systemic racism. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been detained by the country's military along with other senior ruling party figures. A spokesman for her party says they were detained in an early morning raid. It comes after days of escalating tension between the government and the military that prompted fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election the army says was fraudulent. Ms. Suu Kyi was elected to a second term in November last year. In local news, more than 2 million Western Australians have spent their first night in lockdown after a quarantine hotel security guard contracted COVID-19. The 5-day lockdown of metropolitan Perth and the Peel and South West regions was announced yesterday after the man attended more than a dozen venues while unknowingly infectious. All residents must stay at home unless shopping for essentials, attending to medical or healthcare needs, exercising within their neighbourhood, or working if unable to do so remotely. Australian Medical Association President Dr. Omar Khorshid has told the Nine Network the lockdown will end up lasting much longer than 5 days if the virus has already spread into the community.
We've been saying for months that WA was just one day away from this kind of lockdown. Now, the quarantine is the front line of our border. It is at the core of the strategy preventing COVID getting into Australia. And that means the quarantine arrangements have got to be as tight as they can be. And I think the governments have learned along the way, and Victoria now has probably got the gold standard hotel quarantine because of the disaster there. And WA needs to move in the same direction.
It's the first case of community transmission in WA for 10 months. Meanwhile, health authorities in all states and territories have implemented restrictions in response to the WA case. No one who's been in Perth and the Peel and South West regions will be allowed into Victoria or Tasmania without an exemption, while South Australia has closed its borders entirely to travellers from all of WA. Arrivals into Queensland and the Northern Territory will have to complete 2 weeks of hotel quarantine, while travellers who've entered New South Wales since the 25th of January are now subject to the same stay-at-home restrictions they would have faced if they had remained in WA. It's a similar situation in the ACT, where several federal politicians arriving from Perth for the first parliamentary sitting week of the year have been ordered into a 5-day quarantine. Minister for Indigenous Affairs Ken Wyatt is among those affected.
What we want is people safe, and the Premier's decision is the right decision because WA has been very fortunate. We're just unfortunate that it's now gone into the community and they're tracing everybody. So I compliment the Premier on what he's decided to do. It's about protecting people.
And no new locally acquired coronavirus cases have been detected in New South Wales, Victoria or Queensland for another day. 7 new infections have been recorded in hotel quarantine across 2 states, 6 in New South Wales and 1 in Victoria. New South Wales Health says just over 6,000 tests were conducted in the state in the past day, and they're urging people, more people that is, to come forward for testing. In other news, a ban on high-risk cladding on new multi-storey buildings has come into effect in Victoria, with non-compliant builders facing fines of up to $400,000. It applies to flammable aluminium composite panels and rendered expanded polystyrene being used as external wall cladding on all future developments. Planning Minister Richard Wynne says the decision is based on expert advice, which found the materials could contribute to the spread of fire when installed incorrectly or misused. The Victorian government previously committed $600 million to remove dangerous cladding from about 500 high-risk buildings across the state following the Grenfell Tower fire that killed 72 people in London in 2017. to the AFL, an independent review has found the Collingwood Football Club has a culture of systemic racism. The Do Better Review was commissioned by the club's board last year and conducted by distinguished Professor Larissa Barrant and Professor Lyndon Coombs from the University of Technology in Sydney. It found Collingwood didn't have any processes for reporting racism until very recently and has described the club's response to such incidents since as, at best, ineffective. It made 18 recommendations, including the introduction of new policies directly targeting racism, the appointment of a First Nations board member, a new chief executive, and support for talent from diverse communities. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country today. In Perth, it's very hot and sunny, 38 degrees. In Adelaide, it's partly cloudy, 26, 24 in Melbourne, similar conditions. Partly cloudy as well for Hobart, where it's 24 degrees today. A possible storm with heavy falls in Canberra, 29 for you. A couple of showers about in Wollongong, 25. Much the same for you in Sydney, 27. Similar conditions for Newcastle, where it's 29 degrees. It's also 29 with a possible shower in Brisbane today. In Cairns, much the same, 32 and 29 with rain and a possible storm in Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you'd like to listen to special features or more analysis of the news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.